Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas throws the ball into Bishop, who tags Reynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Redfern can't make a play. That's a base hit. Miller moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley takes first base on ball four. Miller moves to third. Summa moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Shires moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boley strikes out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shires takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shires. Haas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Redfern juggles the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to third. Shires moves to second. Willie Combe pinch hits for Buck Redfern. Willie Combe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reynolds scores. Shires scores. Hoffman moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Combe now playing third base. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Sissel moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Sissel moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.